er glade
for the life that he has given us.
For det liv han har givet os.
It's not everybody who is able to come in his presence.
Det er ikke alle der kan komme ind for hans nærvær.
And therefore we have to be happy.
Så vi skal være glade.
Shall we bow down our heads for prayer?
Skal vi bøje vores hoveder og bede?
Dear Father, we just want to say thank you.
Far i himlen, vi vil gerne sige tak.
We thank you for the very life that you've given us, O Lord.
Vi takker dig for det liv du har givet os, Herre.
And we also thank you for the new life in you, Jesus.
Vi takker dig for det nye liv i dig, Jesus.
Father, we've gathered in your presence, Lord.
Vi kommer ind i din nærvær, far.
We pray that you reign in our midst.
Vi beder om at du vil regere i vores midte.
For your word says, where two or three are gathered, there you are.
For der hvor du er, der vil vi også gerne være.
So we believe in our hearts that you are in our presence now.
Så vi tror i vores hjerte, at du er sammen med os nu.
And therefore we want to experience you and feel you in a special way today.
Så vi vil gerne opleve dig og mærke dig på en særlig måde i dag.
We thank you, Lord, that when we call upon you.
Vi takker Gud, fordi når vi er sammen med dig.
You hear us and you answer us.
Så hører du os og du svarer os.
And therefore we know.
Så derfor så ved vi.
You are with us.
Du er med os.
In Jesus mighty name.
I Jesu mægtige navn.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I'm speaking on a special topic.
Jeg vil gerne tale om et særligt emne i dag.
And it's about faith.
Om tro.
Because without faith, the Bible says no one can please him.
For uden tro, står der i Bibelen, så er der ingen, der kan gøre Gud tilfreds.
And we need faith to serve God.
Og vi er nødt til at have tro for at tjene Gud.
And this is what we are going to discuss today.
Og det er det, vi skal tale om i dag.
Our God is here with us and he is going to speak through us.
Gud han er her sammen med os, og han vil gerne tale igennem os.
Yeah, all that we need is to allow him to be God and open our hearts and our minds to hear from him.
Alt hvad vi har brug for, det er at tro på, at han er Gud, og vi vil åbne vores hjerter og vores tanker for ham.
Because it's God who is speaking. Don't look at me, look at God.
Det er Gud, der taler. Lad være at se på mig, se på Gud.
Because I have no power.
Jeg har ingen magt.
I have nothing to offer.
Jeg har ingenting at give.
Unless he gives me.
Medmindre han giver det.
Even the healing. The healing or the miracles that he will do.
Helbredelse, mirakler, det er ham, der gør det.
It is he who will do it.
Det er ham, der gør det.
And he will take every glory in Jesus' name.
Og han skal have æren i Jesu navn.
You see, in our walk with Christ,
når vi går med Kristus,
we need understanding.
Så har vi brug for at forstå.
Because if we are doing something without understanding,
fordi hvis vi tror på noget uden at forstå det,
it is difficult for you to come to a good conclusion or an end.
Så er det svært for en at komme til en god konklusion, til en god slutning.
That's why the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7.
Derfor siger Bibelen i Ordsprogets bog kapitel 4 vers 7.
Wisdom is a principal thing.
At visdom er en herre.
But in all thy getting, get understanding.
Okay, og i alt det du gør, så får forståelse.
That is in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. Wisdom is a principal thing, but in all your getting, get understanding. Wisdom to serve God, wisdom to come in his presence. Sorry.
Det er derfor Bibelen siger, at det, når du kommer, så have visdom og forstå Gud.
Yeah,
ja, når du kommer i hans nærhed.
Understanding.
Vi er
very, very good understanding about Christ, about who he is, about how he is, and how to walk with him.
Vi har brug for forståelse af Kristus, hvem han er, hvad han er, og hvordan vi går med ham.
Most of us have not gotten there.
De fleste af os er ikke kommet dertil endnu.
Because of lack of understanding.
Fordi vi forstår for lidt.
If you get the understanding, Christianity becomes very easy.
Hvis du får forståelsen, så bliver kristendom meget let.
Most people think Christianity is difficult.
Mange mennesker tror, at kristendom er vanskeligt.
If it's so difficult as we all think. Sorry. If it's so difficult as most people think.
Hvis det var så vanskeligt som de fleste tror.
then none of us could even be in the Christian life for even one day.
Så var der ikke ret mange af os, der var kristne i en eneste dag.
But I'm here to tell you that I've been a child of God and a true child of God since 1986.
Men jeg er her for at fortælle, at jeg har været et barn af Gud, en sand barn af Gud siden 1986.
And I've not regretted.
Og jeg har aldrig fortrudt det.
And by His grace, we are always moving forward.
Og med Hans nåde, der går vi altid fremad.
It's not by our strength,
ikke vores styrke,
by His grace and mercy,
men ved Hans nåde og barmhjertighed.
May God help all of us in Jesus' name.
Må Gud hjælpe hver eneste af os i Jesu navn.
I'm speaking from the text Mark chapter 5.
Jeg taler fra Markus kapitel 5.
If you can project it, Mark 5, 25 to 34.
Markus 5, 25 til 32.
And I read. Now, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. Now, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Mellem de mange mennesker.
Let me finish before. Sorry. Yeah. And Jesus, immediately knowing himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Amen.
Og på dansk. Mellem de mange mennesker var der en kvinde, som gennem 12 år havde lidt af vedvarende blødninger. I alle de år havde hun gennemgået meget hos forskellige læger, og selvom hun havde brugt alle sine penge i håb om at blive rask, var hendes tilstand ikke blevet bedre. Tværtimod. Hun havde hørt, hvad folk fortalte om Jesus, og hun trængte sig nu frem gennem mængden for at nå hen til ham. Hvis bare jeg får rørt ved hans bedesjal, bliver jeg helbredt, tænkte hun. Forsigtigt rørte hun bagfra ved sjalet. Straks stansede blødningerne, og hun kunne mærke, at hun var blevet rask. Jesus stansede op og vendte sig om, for han kunne mærke, at en helbredende kraft var strømmet ud fra ham. Hvem var det, der rørte ved min sjal, spurgte han. Hele mængden maser jo ind på dig, indvendte disciplene, og så spørger du, hvem der har rørt ved dig. Jesus blev midlertidigt stående, så sig omkring for at få øje på den, der havde gjort det. Den forskrækkede kvinde kom frem. Hun rystede af sindsbevægelse, for hun vidste jo, hvad der var sket. Det var mig, sagde hun, og faldt på knæ foran ham. Og så fortalte hun det hele. Min ven, det er din tro, der redder dig, sagde Jesus. Gå med fred. Du er fuldstændig helbredt.
Amen. Halleluja. This is a story that we all know, and it's common to almost everyone, every believer.
Det er en historie, som vi hører, og som alle troende folk hører.
It's about this lady who bled, who was bleeding, and women we can imagine.
Det var om den her kvinde, som havde blødninger, og kvinder, det ved vi. De
er for 12 good years.
I 12 år.
He went to every good doctor.
Hun gik til alle de læger, hun kunne finde.
Every miracle, you know, performing ground.
Alle de steder, hvor der skete mirakler.
He went everywhere.
Hun gik alle steder hen.
And according to the Bible, some version it says he spent almost all his money.
Og der står i Bibelen, at hun brugte alle sine penge.
But he wasn't healed.
Men hun blev ikke helbredt.
She really suffered.
Hun led meget.
But then the situation grew worse.
Men så blev situationen endnu værre.
But when the day that he heard about Jesus.
Men da hun hørte om Jesus.
In verse 27.
I vers 27.
The limitation.
En invitation.
Became liberation.
Som blev til udfrielse.
Because he was limited. He couldn't even go amongst people.
Hun var meget begrænset. Hun kunne ikke engang gå ud mellem mennesker.
And so she was limited in many things.
Hun var meget begrænset i mange ting.
But the day she met Jesus.
Men den dag hun mødte Jesus.
The limitation became liberation.
Så blev den begrænsning.
She was set free.
Den blev til befrielse.
That's why I said if you have the understanding.
Så hvis du har forståelsen,
you will always get there.
Så vil du altid nå dertil.
Because when she met Jesus,
for da hun mødte Jesus,
she understood who Jesus was.
Så forstod hun, hvem Jesus er og hvem han var.
She knew in her heart that Jesus is able to heal her.
Hun vidste i sit hjerte, at Jesus var i stand til at helbrede hende.
And this is faith that we are talking of.
Det er tro, vi taler om.
Because Jesus said, "Daughter, go. Your faith has made you whole."
Fordi Jesus siger, datter, gå. Din tro har helbredt dig.
What is faith that we are talking of?
Hvad er det for en tro, vi taler om?
Hebrews 11:1 tells us that faith is a substance, the substance of all things hoped for.
I Hebræerne 11 står der, at tro er.
But the evidence is not there.
Tro er.
I want to be healed.
Fast tillid til det, man håber overbevisning om ting, man ikke ser, ja.
I want to be healed.
Jeg vil gerne helbredes.
I know he can heal me.
Jeg ved, han kan helbrede mig.
But the evidence is not there. What proves?
Men der er ikke noget bevis for det.
If I touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed.
Men hvis jeg lige rører ved hans kappe, så bliver jeg helbredt.
There's no evidence. Der er ingen, but you believe der er ingen, that it will be.
Der er ingen nogen. Der var ikke nogen bevis for det, men det var bare at stole på det og tro på det.
Yeah, the woman hoped.
Kvinden håbede.
That Jesus, when he touches the hem of his garment,
når hun rørte ved hans kappe,
he will be healed.
Så vil hun blive helbredt.
Yeah, and she only anticipated.
Og det forventede hun.
You see, in Christendom,
i kristendom,
see in the world, seeing is believing.
I verden, der er det sådan, at det du tror, det er det, du kan tro.
Det du ser, det kan du tro. Am I right?
Hvis du ser det, så kan du tro det.
But in Christendom, when you talk about faith,
men i kristendom, når vi taler om tro,
you believe before you see.
Så tror du det, før du ser det.
And that is faith.
Det er tro.
You believe in your heart before you see.
Du tror i dit hjerte, før du ser det.
You see the difference.
Kan du se
forskellen? The word says see before you believe. If I don't see that man has done it, I cannot believe.
I verden der siger man, du tror når du ser det. Men
but in the Christian world,
men i den kristne verden,
we believe before we see.
Så tror vi før vi ser.
That is faith.
Det er tro.
So today, if you are going to believe in your heart,
så i dag der skal du tro i dit hjerte, at Jesus
can set you free,
kan sætte dig fri
from whatever you are going through,
hvad end du går igennem,
without you having any evidence.
Uden at have nogen som helst form for bevis.
He will do it for you.
Så vil han gøre det for dig.
You see, in the Bible, according to the Bible, Jesus couldn't do many miracles.
I Bibelen der står der, at Jesus han gjorde mange mirakler.
Because of lack of faith.
Han kunne, der var også nogle mirakler, han ikke kunne gøre på grund af
mange mistro. Not that he couldn't do it, but he can only do it if you have faith.
Han kunne kun gøre det, hvis der var tro.
We know that when God cannot rule, he overrules.
Når Gud ikke kan.
If he cannot rule, he overrules.
Hvis Gud ikke kan regere, så vil han ligesom overtage i stedet for.
Because sometimes if you don't have faith, God will still do something for you.
Nogle gange selvom du ikke har tro, så vil Gud alligevel gøre noget for dig.
And that is exceptional cases.
Og det er nogle gange det essensen.
But the real case is that.
Men sagen er.
You have to believe.
Du er nødt til at tro.
So that he will be able to perform what needs to be done.
Så vil han være i stand til at gøre det, han gerne vil gøre.
Now we are talking about faith. How can I get that faith?
Hvordan kan jeg få den tro?
The Bible says in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God.
Og i Romerne 10 står der, at tro kommer det, der høres, og det, der høres, kommer i kraft af Guds ord.
The more you hear the word of God,
mere du hører Guds ord,
And the more you have the understanding,
og jo mere du forstår Guds ord,
you more, the more you have the revelation,
mere du har åbenbaringen,
about who Jesus is,
hvem Jesus er,
the more you have faith,
så mere tro får du.
If you hear about what he has done for others,
hvis du hører hvad han har gjort for andre,
and his character,
og hans karakter,
then you will believe, you have that faith. That's
så
what
vil
about.
Du tro, og så har du den tro.
So it's a sin for a Christian not to study the word.
Så faktisk er det lidt synd for, det er en synd for kristne ikke at studere.
You agree with me? Most of us don't study the word until Sunday we come here.
Nogle af os læser ikke ordet, men før søndag når vi kommer her.
It's very wrong.
Det er forkert.
That's why we are not seeing the powerful hand of God in our lives.
Det er derfor vi ser Guds kraftfulde hånd i vores liv.
We need to study the word.
Vi er nødt til at studere ordet.
To feed our spirit, the spirit when you gave your life to Jesus, the spirit inside you.
For at fylde vores ånd op. Det er
the
vores
word
ånd,
of God is the food for the spirit.
Ja, det er Gud, det er Gud, det er Guds ord som er mad for vores sjæl, er vores ånd.
So we need the word.
Så vi har brug for ordet.
John chapter 1:1 says, John, the book of John chapter 1 verse 1.
Johannes 1:1 siger,
in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, was the word was God, and the word was with God.
I begyndelsen var ordet, ordet var hos Gud, ordet var Gud.
And we, when you read to verse, you know that Jesus is the word.
Og du ved, når du læser det, at Jesus er ordet.
The woman was fortunate enough to have Jesus physically.
Kvinden her var heldig nok til at have Jesus sådan fysisk.
But now we don't see Jesus physically.
Men nu ser vi ikke Jesus fysisk.
We see Jesus in his word.
Vi ser Jesus i hans ord.
You see, when the woman saw had the word Jesus at that time.
Kvinden hun havde også ordet Jesus på det tidspunkt.
She believed in her heart.
Hun troede det i sit hjerte.
And she said, if only I believe, if only I touch.
Hvis bare jeg tror, hvis bare jeg rører, så vil jeg blive helbredt.
So immediately faith was released in her.
Så der var tro i hende.
That's why we need to study the word of God.
Det er derfor vi har brug for
Jesus,
at studere Guds ord.
Jesus.
Fordi Jesus er ordet.
As you read it, you see him.
Så når du læser den, så ser du ham.
And power will be released in you. Faith will be released.
Og så vil der komme tro og kraft i dit liv.
Because it says you have faith cometh by hearing the word.
Fordi troen kommer af det der høres.
The Bible is always available for us, even though we don't see God.
Bibelen er altid til stede for os, selvom vi ikke ser Gud.
The written word that we see is the logos.
Det et skrevne ord, som vi ser her, det hedder logos.
But as you pray and read it, he will reveal his mind to you, and that is the rhema, the revelation.
Og når du læser ordet, og det kommer ind i dig, det bliver en åbenbaring for dig, så bliver det til.
So don't take the Bible for granted.
Til.
Don't take the Bible for granted.
Til. Jeg kan ikke huske ordet.
Don't treat the Bible anyhow.
Men lad være at tage ordet for givet.
Because it is the mind of God.
Fordi det er Guds tanker.
He spoke through holy men. And they wrote it.
Han talte gennem hellige mænd, og de skrev det ned.
That's why anytime you read the Bible, you have a new revelation.
Derfor hver gang du læser Bibelen, så får du en ny åbenbaring.
I have a daughter, my last one.
Jeg har en datter, min sidste.
If you put your Bible, anything on your Bible, you see her, she will come and then remove it.
Hvis jeg lægger noget ovenpå min Bibel, så kommer hun, og så flytter hun det væk.
She treats the Bible as, I don't know how to compare it, as a newborn babe. She wouldn't allow you to place your Bible anywhere.
Hun behandler Bibelen som noget helt meget, meget værdifuldt. Hun vil ikke tillade, at du bare lægger Bibelen hvor som helst.
Because of the understanding that she has.
På grund af den forståelse, hun har.
I pray that all of us will have the Bible, that understanding.
Og jeg beder om, at vi alle sammen får den forståelse.
So that we experience the power of God.
Så vi kan opleve Guds kraft.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
How does faith works? We now know how to get faith.
Og nu ved vi, hvordan vi skal få tro.
Faith doesn't work in a vacuum.
Tro, det virker ikke i et vakuum.
It demands effort.
Det vil have, der skal ske noget.
You have faith, all right, but if you want faith to work, you have to do something.
Og du har tro, men hvis du vil have, at troen skal arbejde, så er du nødt til at gøre
if
noget.
If you look at verse 28.
Hvis du ser på vers 28.
The woman stretched forth her hands.
Kvinden rækker sin hånd ud.
And then touched the hem of Jesus' garment.
Og hun rørte ved kappen.
Some of us have faith, all right. We believe in Jesus.
Nogle af os har tro, og vi tror på Jesus.
And yet we don't activate that faith.
Men vi aktiverer ligesom ikke den tro.
We restrict the actions of the faith that we have.
Vi holder ligesom troens gerninger tilbage.
Example is that you are looking for job.
Måske så kigger du efter arbejde.
And you know that God can give you a job.
Og du ved, at Gud kan give dig et arbejde.
Do you think that you sit at home relaxing, watching TV, and God sends the job at your doorpost?
Tror du, at du bare kan sidde derhjemme og se TV og slappe af, og så kommer der lige et job ind i døren?
As I said from the beginning, when he cannot rule, he overrules. Sometimes he does some things.
Og nogle gange så gør Gud faktisk det.
He can bring the job at your doorpost.
Så kan han lige bringe jobbet til din dør.
But under normal circumstances.
Men under normale omstændigheder.
He wants us to be in action.
Så vil han gerne have, at vi selv gør noget.
If you need a job, go to job center.
Hvis du har brug for et job, så gå til jobcenteret.
Go to the internet, search.
Gå på internettet og søg.
Ask people in the church, do you know somewhere I can get a job?
Spørg folk i kirken, ved du nogen steder, hvor jeg kan få et job?
Because God always works through people.
Fordi Gud han arbejder gennem mennesker.
That's why we need to avail ourselves.
Det er derfor, vi er nødt til at gøre os tilgængelige.
God will not come from heaven.
Gud han kommer ikke fra himlen og gør alting.
He will always do it with you.
Han gør det altid sammen med dig.
Avail yourself.
Gør dig selv tilgængelig.
So faith does not work in a vacuum. It works. It needs action.
Så tro, det arbejder ikke i vakuum. Det har brug for handling.
Another example is our father Abraham.
Hvor et andet eksempel er Abraham.
The man of mighty faith.
Den mand, som havde stor tro.
When he heard the word,
da han hørte ordet,
that he would give birth,
at han ville få et barn,
he didn't sleep,
så sov han ikke.
But he did something.
Men han gjorde noget.
He slept, he went to the wife.
Han gik til sin kone.
Even though God has said it,
selvom Gud havde sagt det,
he had to do something,
så var han nødt til at gøre noget.
For God has said to happen.
For Gud han kunne få det til at
yes.
ske.
So faith always does not work in a vacuum. You understand what I'm saying?
Så Gud tro det arbejder ikke kun i vakuum.
So that I mean. God calls what is not there.
Så Gud som siger det som ikke er som det er,
will make it happen.
Hvis han får det til at ske.
Yeah, it is God who quickens the dead, the body. He quickens us.
Det er Gud der ligesom får vores krop og får os i gang.
And that's what he did for Abraham.
Og det var det han gjorde for Abraham.
The woman,
kvinden,
he touched the hem of Jesus' garment.
Hun rørte ved hans kappe.
And according to the Bible, immediately.
Og ifølge Bibelen med det samme.
The blood dried up.
Så tørrede blodet. Et mirakel.
What a God that we serve. What a God that we serve.
Det er en fantastisk Gud vi tjener.
You see, sometimes when you read something like this, you might think that is a story, long time story.
Nogle gange når du læser det, så tænker du, at det er en historie for længe siden.
But it's still happening.
Men det sker stadig.
God is still working.
Gud arbejder stadig.
Miracles are being held everywhere. It's happening everywhere.
Mirakler sker alle steder.
Because he says in the last days he's going to pour out his spirit upon all men.
Fordi han siger sit ord, han vil udgyde sin ånd over alle
even
mennesker.
Though we don't see Jesus physically.
Selvom vi ser Jesus fysisk.
He has his servants whom he has released power.
Så har han sin tjener, og han har givet os magt.
To use to bring about miracles.
Til at bringe mirakler ud.
If only you believe.
Hvis du tror.
And you go to the right source.
Og du går til det rigtige, den rigtige kilde.
And after this, after the blood dried up.
Da blodet tørrede ud.
Jesus turned out.
Så kom Jesus.
You see, when she touched him,
da hun rørte ved ham.
Power was released.
Der kom der kraft fra Jesus.
Power was released.
Det kom kraft
and
fra Jesus.
He could feel it within himself.
Og han kunne mærke det i sig selv.
So he asked.
Så han spurgte.
Who touched me?
Hvem svarer til mig?
And the apostles, the disciples were, oh, you know, many people have gathered here and you are asking, everybody can touch you.
Og disciplen sagde, men alle mennesker lige rundt omkring dig, alle har rørt ved dig.
He knew the virtue that has gone out of him.
Men han sagde nej, for han vidste, hvilken kraft der var udgået fra ham.
Also the woman came and knelt down.
Og så kom kvinden og knælede foran ham.
And said, it's me.
Det er mig.
I believed, I touched. And I'm healed.
Jeg troede, jeg rørte, og nu er jeg helbredt.
And Jesus said something. He said, "Go, your faith has made you whole."
Og Jesus sagde, gå, din tro har gjort dig
helbredt. Even though she was healed instantly,
selvom hun blev helbredt momentant,
the heart of gratitude.
Så var det der hjerte, det taknemlige hjerte.
As she fell on her knees,
da hun faldt på sin knæ,
she was made whole.
Så blev hun gjort hel.
Faith needs a heart of gratitude.
Tro har brug for et taknemmeligt hjerte.
Giving testimony.
At give vidnesbyrd.
With a grateful heart.
Med et taknemmeligt hjerte.
Blesses God.
Velsigner Gud.
And he seals what he has already done.
Og han han ligesom sætter sejl på det han allerede har gjort.
And that moves him. That moves Jesus, a grateful heart.
Det rører Jesus et taknemmeligt hjerte.
To release a supernatural power.
Og det udløser den overnaturlige kraft.
That's why as believers we always need to thank God in every situation.
Det er derfor vi som troende altid må takke Gud under alle omstændigheder.
Go, your faith has made you whole.
Gå, din tro har helbredt dig.
And this is exactly what happened to the 10 lepers.
Og det er der sket med de 10 spedalske.
They were healed because they believed.
De blev helbredt fordi de troede.
And then afterwards, one person came.
Og bagefter kom der kun én tilbage.
And said, "Lord, I thank you."
Og siger, Herre, jeg takker dig.
And do you remember? He said, "Go, your faith has made you whole."
Og han sagde, gå, din tro har gjort dig hel.
Even though they were healed before.
Selvom de alle sammen var helbredt.
So my dear brother, my dear sister.
Mine kære søstre.
When the faith in you works.
Så lad troen arbejde i dig.
To receive from your maker.
Til at modtage fra din skaber.
Don't hesitate to give testimony.
Lad være at tøve med at give vidnesbyrd om det.
Because giving testimony bring glory to God.
For at give vidnesbyrd giver ære til Gud.
I thank God for this church.
Jeg takker Gud for denne kirke.
Anytime I come here and God works. In the midst of his people.
Hver gang jeg kommer her, så arbejder Gud med blandt sine børn.
They will tell, Preben will call me and say, this is what somebody is saying this, and I said, thank God.
Gud, Preben han plejer at ringe til mig og sige, det var det, den ser, og jeg siger tak Gud.
We give God the glory.
Vi giver Gud æren.
But I will suggest.
Men jeg vil gerne foreslå.
Sometimes stand here. If
kom
God
herop,
has something for you.
Hvis Gud gør noget for dig.
And testify, tell God, tell your brothers and sisters.
Og give et vidnesbyrd om, hvad Gud
gør for dig.
Because
the miracle that God is doing in your life.
Fordi det mirakel Gud gør i dit liv.
It's not only for you.
Er ikke kun for dig.
It is for others to believe.
Det er for andre også kan have tro.
You read the word of God and you believed.
Du læste Guds ord og troede.
You are the written word too.
Du er også ligesom et skrevet ord.
The light of the world.
Et brev til verden.
Testify so that people can also read from you.
Vidnesbyrd. Giv vidnesbyrd, så andre også kan høre og lære
we
fra dig.
We have to break loose.
Vi må ligesom komme løs.
And testify.
Og give vidnesbyrd.
You see, when you are a child of God, you are in a different, you are a different citizen altogether.
Når man er Guds barn, så er vi en anden slags
borger. You are neither. You are then all right.
Du er her, du er dansker.
You are Ghanaian or from Burundi, all right.
Fra hvor du nu er fra.
Well, you are a citizen of heaven.
Men du er en borger i himlen.
Do you believe that you are a citizen of heaven?
Tror du på det?
Are you a citizen of heaven?
Er du en borger i himlen?
Yes. Denmark is your second home.
Danmark er dit andet.
Yeah, you are a citizen of heaven. So everything about you should be different.
Så du er himmelborger, og du skulle være anderledes.
I know Danes, you know, we are introverts.
Dansker, vi er så lidt introverte.
We don't show, you know, things.
Vi viser ikke så lige vores følelser.
But you are a kingdom citizen.
Men du er også et barn af.
Testify for people to know the good work. That the Lord is doing.
Giv vidnesbyrd så andre mennesker kan høre om det fantastiske, som Gud gør for dig.
Halleluja. In conclusion, a true faith, true Bible faith,
en sand tro,
is confident and obedience to God's word.
Er sikker og er lydig mod Guds ord.
Despite circumstances.
No, uanset hvilke omstændigheder.
I think in one of our songs, he said, "No mountain, God is greater than every mountain."
I en af sangene der sang vi om at Gud er større.
There is nothing that he cannot do.
Der er ingenting han ikke kan gøre.
If he hasn't done it, that doesn't mean that he won't do it.
Hvis han ikke har gjort det, så betyder det ikke, at han ikke vil gøre det.
It could be that it is not yet your time at ten.
Det betyder, at det ikke nu er det din tid.
But your time will definitely come.
Men din tid vil komme.
And he will do it for you.
Og han vil gøre det for dig.
If he did it for Abraham,
hvis han gjorde det for Abraham,
he did it for the woman with the issue of blood.
Han gjorde det for kvinden med blødningerne.
And recently, my husband went to the U.S.
For nylig der rejste min mand til USA.
And we knew somebody back home in our church.
Vi kendte nogen i vores kirke der.
They married for many years. They didn't have any issue.
Det var gift i mange år, og der var ikke nogen problemer.
So he went to that Baptist church in US. That man is also there.
Så han rejste til den her baptistkirke i USA, og den mand var der også.
She said, "Pastor Tony, do you know what the Lord has done?"
Og han sagde, "Ved du hvad Herren har gjort?"
At 63 years I've given birth. 63 years I've given birth.
Jeg er 63 år, og nu er jeg blevet far.
Are you getting me?
Forstår I hvad?
After 63 years waiting for the Lord at the age of 63, he has given birth.
Han har ventet i 63 år, og nu som 63 år, så er han blevet far.
The wife couldn't wait.
Konen kunne ikke vente.
The wife left him.
Hun forlod ham.
But Lord, the Lord has done it now.
Men nu har Herren gjort det.
What I'm trying to say is that God doesn't work with time.
Gud han arbejder ikke med tid.
Anytime that he wants, he will do what he wants to do.
Han vil gøre det, som han vil gøre til sin tid.
I have no other God but you. I have no other God but you. You will do what no man can do, and you have done what no man has done. This is the God that we serve.
Det er den slags Gud.
What no man can do, he will do.
Ingen kan gøre, det kan han gøre.
What he has done, no man can do.
Hvad ingen mand kan gøre, det kan han gøre.
He is a God of every impossibility.
Han er Gud af umulighedernes Gud.
The God who moves mountains.
Den Gud der flytter bjerge.
It doesn't matter your situation, how you find yourself.
Det er lige meget hvordan din situation ser ud nu.
What you need is faith in him.
Men du har brug for tro på ham.
And this is the reality.
Og det er realiteten.
Some of us have tested.
Nogle af os har prøvet det.
And have tried.
Og har prøvet.
And we know that he is true.
Og vi ved at han er sand.
It's my prayer today.
Det er min bøn i dag.
That you believe in your heart.
At du vil tro i dit hjerte.
No matter your challenge.
Uanset hvilke udfordringer du står.
No matter what is happening to you.
Uanset hvad der sker med dig.
Our God is more than able.
Gud er mere end i stand til det.
Just open up your heart.
Åbn dit hjerte.
And allow your faith to work.
Og lad din tro vokse.
Strike off your hands and touch his garment.
Ræk din hånd ud og rør ved hans kappe.
And he will see you through.
Og så vil han se dig igennem.
He is God.
Han er Gud.
He is alive.
Han er i live.
He died but he rose again.
Han døde men han opstod igen.
And he is here with us.
Og han er her med os.
His power is still working.
Hans magt arbejder stadig.
Shall we be on our feet?